Hello and welcome again to another edition of 5 Minutes. It's the show where we give uplifting and inspirational information to help you through those hard times. I'm your host, Leonard. We go through it one way or another. Each situation is unique only to the moment that you're going through. I'm talking about suffering. It's evident that the world is full of suffering. Physical, emotional, and spiritual pain has been and always will be a part of the human experience. The example of our suffering was Jesus Christ. He was persecuted and crucified by his very own people, those that didn't want to believe he was who he said he was. So suffering will indeed come, but God can give us grace and power to overcome every trial and to fulfill our purpose and mission in his kingdom. The Bible gives counsel on the meaning of suffering and how we can best endure it. But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, know that you are happy and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Genuine believers suffer all kinds of persecutions, being ridiculed and mocked, laughed at and talked about. Heck, even myself, by doing these sessions each week, I'm being persecuted. I'm talked about behind my back and laughed at by others. Who does he think he is what I hear the most. Man, no one wants to hear that, or better yet, I don't like the way you're delivering it. Well, be it as it may, this message, if it hits you like that, is not for you. Matter of fact, it's not for me. But somewhere out there, someone will get the point and be drawn unto God. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Giving him the glory. Anyway, by our suffering, it does a few things. One, it strengthens us and gets us to rely on God more. When a believer suffers persecutions, he will be happy. Why? Because he will be blessed by God, and that's the promise of God. Number two, suffering prepares us to minister or comfort others who are suffering, because we in most cases have faced the same issue. Sometimes we get a feeling of being isolated or alone. Now this is one of the hardest parts of suffering. God created us to have a companion or to be in the presence of others. Most people are not just built that way to be alone. Remember when God created the heavens and the earth and the animals and the plant life? They all had suitable mates for each other. But when he saw that Adam didn't, he, being who he was, meaning God, he created Eve. And then, well, you know the rest of that story. But getting back to the feeling of loneliness, it feels like when you're all alone in your pain, that that's what makes it worse. But the comfort of knowing that someone else is there and understands the same feeling can mean a lot to a person who is suffering. Suffering not only develops humble dependence on God, but it displays his strength through our weakness. Now, this might sound crazy to some, but sometimes suffering is a necessary tool of God to teach us to be humble, to keep us humble. We keep forgetting that when God created us, he did so for us to depend on him for our needs. Now, not that he wants to control everything that we do, but he wants us to recognize him for who he is. Again, suffering is a powerful tool that he uses to get us back on track. Suffering also prepares us for heaven by teaching us how unfulfilling life on earth really is, and it helps us to develop an eternal perspective for his kingdom. So now, if I'm doing all this suffering here on earth and God uses it to get me back in line and keep me on track, then where's the blessing in all of this? Well, the Apostle Peter said it best, that after you suffer for a little while, the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Now what this means is this. We have a promise from God that he will take care of us through all the sufferings of this life. There is his grace and glory, and he himself will strengthen the believer, nurse him back to health, back to his perfect will. Because he gives us grace to meet every situation in life. He is the God of all grace. So we can rejoice by saying that this is only for a little while. This light affliction that we're going through produces a strong character that will last us for an eternity. So in the end, know this. If you stand up for Christ and suffer for righteousness' sake, then you know that you can be counted faithful by God. So stand for Christ no matter how hard the suffering may get, and you will surely be blessed of God. Well, it's my time today. God bless you and have a great day.